We had hired Mr. Gray in the end of July. He came and he worked just a little over 90 days, and then he tendered his resignation. Just wasn't what he wanted to do. So we are back to not having a permanent director any longer. Captain Banks and I again have split the duties and do the best we can.
Do you have any information on the TWP program?
I'm sorry?
Do you have any information on the TWP program?
We still have five employers, which is Packer Sanitation, House of Rayford, Trash Guys, Thomas Nursery, and the Union Parish Road Department. Everyone seems fairly, you know, satisfied with the program, with the workers they've got.
How many TWP workers do we have?
41.
We have any financial numbers?
Yes, sir. In the TWP account, there's $147,794.96. In inmate welfare, if you want that number, that's $428,649.15. And in the inmate banking / commissary account, that's $64,601.70. I know the warden has those numbers. Do you want me to go ahead and give them the... Okay. For phone profit in the month of July, it was $3,953.09. August was $2,955.02. And September was $2,471.09. We have not received October's yet. That comes about the middle of the month. For the online visitation, July's profit was $5,891.58. August was $5,718.32. And September was $5,314.30. And again, we have not received October's.
Looks like that our numbers are down somewhat, but I think there's a reason for that. I think we'll address
yes,
that.
Yes, sir, they are.
We'll address that here shortly. So.
What did he say?
We'll address that shortly.
Okay.
What the numbers are.
Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
I mean, I'm going to go back to the minutes of February of 2020 when y'all asked me to. Our advice consultant, and okay, but I mean, I'm just curious here on some of the numbers that you gave me on the phone profits and the video visitation. Those numbers were $2,000 for I heard at least for 2 months there.
For July, it was $3,953.09. August, $2,955.02. September, $2,471.09. That's the phone commission
right.
For the phone.
Does that seem low to y'all? I mean, what's your population number? Is it around 380?
Yes, it is. 391, yes.
Okay.
Have any other questions? So as far as the director of the TWP, we do not have one, is that correct?
Not at this moment, yeah.
What are the plans or obtaining one?
Put out some requests to try to get one hired.
You have anybody in mind?
Not at this moment, we don't.
I think it would probably be a good idea that we advertise for that position. Yeah. Someone who has a business and maybe an accounting type background.
Yes, sir. I think Mr. Gray said the accounting part in the computer was just too much for him. Am I right, Ms. Sally?
It's just not. It ended up being more job than he was than he was wanting to take on. I mean, there's just lots of little moving parts, and that's just not what he wanted to do.
I think we should go ahead and advertise for that position, because I think it's a very important position, and I think we need to go ahead and get the best candidate that we can for that.
I don't want to sound hostile or anything, but, you know, in July, I mean, our numbers were up, and we were told, you know, we had the two companies, you know, that went on over this last year with Leo and Arsla. You know, and then in July, I mean, Arsla pulled out. Leo is not participating, I understand now, right?
Right.
But we were getting in numbers. We were told, as I recall, in July, numbers of 60 and things like that. And you were finding them. Or am I the only one that recalled that? I can't be.
No,
that was correct, yeah. And our number now is down to 41.
Yes.
I guess to frame my next question, you know, what has been the gap? I mean, can you attribute to the fall off to any particular thing?
Well, inmates getting released.
And we have a director, as I understand, from July up until here just a week or so, I mean, in the last few days.
Yeah.
Only thing I'm doing about, I addressed the police jury, you know, last month, you know, and all, and some of this and some of the uncommon things, you know, on food costs and things, you know, the police jury has to, they have to pay all the bills of that. And the direction this is going right here, you know, I see more money that's going to have to be spent, you know, now, out of the general fund, you know.
I guess the question is, why are we down so many?
Well, inmates have got out and some have, you know, crashed out. Some releases and, you know.
But you see my point. I mean, you see my point. That's all I'm trying to make. I was questioned here by one of the jurors. Have I addressed the jail commission? And the jail commission hasn't met since July, so this is my first chance, okay?
Right.
And this is some, he's not here. But, I mean, that's got to be an interest. It should be a concern, you know.
But right now, we screen it. We can't screen it right now. But
you don't need to just go ahead. And
but, dude, the fall off has been inmates that got out in the releases. You know, and then putting them in is on hold for right now.
Right now, when our numbers go down, in our income before.
Yeah, I'm aware of all that. Sorry. Yeah. Right. What did you say,
Mr. Allen? Well, basically, obviously, and we'll address that shortly. Is there's been we haven't been able to obtain any work release inmates due to some issues, and we'll address that here on item number 7 to kind of explain to why.
Yes.
Any other questions for we'll move to item number 6, Warren's comments.
First thing is employees asking once again for a pay raise. We're doing good on our DOC count. From May to October we made $1,169,000 $88.41 in DOC pay in 6 months. Probably gonna do it again and do it, get some well and medicine from DOC. All the ships have at least 6 officers. One ship got 7 officers. I hired a guy that used to work for me, worked the days away, and he was unhappy, came back, and I made him put him over the night, both night shifts. And I got Lieutenant Locke on both day shifts, so he's out there at night with both shifts. He's over both shifts, and Lieutenant Locke over both day shifts. Let's see. I think she mentioned that. We got 285 DOCs, 106 pretrial. Pretrial number still a little high. Recently, I went to Lincoln Parish and me and the captain took a tour to Gordon and came back with some figures, but me and Ms. Satter looking at it, it's not a whole lot of savings. But I got some ideas on a garden. They said need to be inside a fence, because if you don't have it inside, you know, the wildlife will eat it up. And said preferably it need to be advertised. The public need to be able to drive by and look at it. But I got some props on what they plant in some of their big sellers. The Hobbycraft, the inmates, they pay for it out of IWF, but they don't pay the inmates. So I didn't, wasn't too enthused about that, but you know, whichever way we decide to go, but that's how they mark it up and make a profit off of it, but they don't pay the inmates.
So the DOC makes money, but the inmates don't get paid.
The jail makes money, but the inmates don't make any. And they pay for it, and they buy all the material out of IWF and mark it up to sell it to the public.
What's the markup?
Probably 3 times of what they paid for it to make a profit off of it. But they don't pay the inmates anything. Really, all I have.
What does it? Did anybody mention commissary sales and any amount of that?
Commissary, we's at.
He's wanting to know about you're wanting to know about how much is in
commissary sales. What for the months, you know, or over the year? You
well,
know?
In commissary. Profit this month when I got through paying the statement, I believe, if I remember correctly, I transferred over maybe from out of commissary profit, the Christmas item profit, and then anything we had earned in e-cigs, phone cards, that type of stuff, I think it was right around $32,000 is what I transferred in profit into inmate welfare this month from commissary. And that is usually about the, between 30 and 35 is usually what I transfer each month from commissary profit from the inmate banking / commissary account over into inmate welfare. Between 30 and 35, yes, sir. And that's after we pay Tiger's bill.
Right.
I mean, because those sales go into that specific line item, and there's usually enough in that line item to pay the bill. Occasionally, if she has gotten a shipment late in the month, I may have to take some from profit to pay that because there's not been an opportunity to sell enough items to pay for that last shipment. But like I say, it's normally between 30 and 35,000. each month that's transferred over to inmate welfare as profit.
Mr. Adams, back to what you stated a moment ago about the planning.
Mm-hmm.
Could you be more
specific? I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
The planning of the...
of what, you know, perhaps may be in the future. When you said planning, you mean the growth of vegetables or what when you said planting?
Yeah, they gave me a list of items. They plant beans, for instance, they plant beans, potatoes, squash, tomatoes, corn, and peas. And the figures that they gave me, the captain, was they made 5,900. Mm-hmm. Well, they spent
5,900.
They spent $5,900, but they only saved 2,000. So, our calculation, that's not a whole. I mean, just not a whole lot of savings. $2,000.
Did they sell their product or did they eat their product?
They sold it.
Oh.
They sold it. They sold their product.
Well, we're more concerned about eating the product than of selling the product. We're trying to, if I'm not mistaken, what was that last year? Was it like $500,000 that we pretty much spent? That's what we're trying to focus on. Well, what's one of the things we're trying to focus on? To where we need to do something, planning or something to let these inmates harvest, the things that they eat, to try to bring down that number. I mean, that's what we need to be focusing on.
Yes.
But not to sell it. We're trying to.
Do we have the land?
Yeah,
we do own land. The parish does, right beside the jail.
Okay.
Up on the hill, I think it's pine trees on it, isn't it?
And you got the ball field area, the Beatty Street Community Center, basically.
Yeah.
I think I would check with Washtenaw Correctional.
Yes.
They've been doing that for a long time. They've been pretty successful with that, both as far as selling and using the body for food. So I think I would check with them also. Because it's a quite large facility, but maybe they can have some ideas or something too.
Yes, sir.
Any other questions? Comments?
I have a few things. Executive session. Yes.
All right, we will move to item number 7, the TWP audit update. I'll let you discuss that. What happened? Where we at with that?
So this really isn't an update because I don't think anybody is quite aware of this. So in September, we were notified by Ms. Jewel Freeman with DOC that there was an issue with our TWP program as far as the accounting goes. And if I understand this right, Ms. Allie may have to correct me, but like on our inmate balances, so like if John Smith should have $10 in his account, maybe that $10 was accidentally put in Joe Smith's account. No? Okay. Well, you can explain in just a minute, but that's why our TWP count is down. So until this audit is resolved, we are not getting any new TWP inmates. So there's been some issues with trying to get VPN access to Tiger, which we've had to, our computer technician has been working with Tiger, I believe, to get VPN access, which we finally have that done. So Ms. Sally, could you explain a little bit about the audit, what's going on with the audit?
Do you want me to go about not being the statements not being submitted?
Yes, ma'am. I mean, exactly how did we get to this point?
What happened is, and it's my responsibility. I'll take full responsibility for it. When Ms. Stanley left, Captain Banks and I took it over. Really, neither one of us knew. I mean, I knew enough to be dangerous. I mean, I'll be perfectly honest with you about that. So We were so busy trying to get our numbers up that basically the back end was not being taken care of as far as bank statements and that kind of thing. The deposits were being made, all the money was there, but the statements weren't being balanced. So then when things slowed down and I realized, oh my gosh, I have a balanced bank statement, and I went in to balance them, I couldn't get them to balance because on Tiger, when you put the check into the inmate's account, then there is another step that has to come after that. I wasn't aware of that step. So when I got, when I was, became aware of that step, I went in to put all of those checks into the system, into the Tiger program. Money's being put into the bank, but it's not being put into the Tiger program. So when I put it into the Tiger program, I went out there and I just selected the checks. So the money goes in, into the account on, in the program, but it doesn't go in the right way. So then what we have to do is we got the bank balances to balance. But then you have to go into Tiger and find, so each week when the ACH deposits come in, you receive an account summary. And it tells you what ACHs came in that week. So out of all of those checks, I have, in Tiger, had to go back and look through every one of those checks and match the specific check to the specific week so we could get them to balance. So if the ACH summary said $15,600, I had to find $15,600 out of all of those checks that matched those $15,600. That took a long time because there were a lot of checks, but we did it. So we got all of the bank statements to balance, and then we got them all to balance on Tiger. Except I'm out less than $20. And once that $20, and that's like at the very, like, let's say October or November, is out that $20 that we could not find. Once that $20 is rectified, then the rest of the months should balance because it's the same amount of money being carried forward every month that's being out of balance.
How long has this software been in place?
January of 21? I think it's January 21. And it wasn't necessarily the software's fault. It was my issue.
I understand. I appreciate your honesty in cutting the heat, okay, so to speak. Now, it being Tiger software, did you reach out to them or anything for?
Oh, yes, sir. They're the ones that helped me get all of the, because they had to go in and break those deposits apart, and like some of them, okay, say October's the checks, some of them may have been in October, but some of them may have been in November. I may have selected them in November, and they posted to the Tiger system in November. They posted to the bank in October when they were supposed to, but they didn't post to the Tiger software until, say, like November. So you have to go back and pull those checks out and make the deposit to match what the checks. So that took an extremely long time because I would be on the phone for 2 to 2.5 hours at the time with Tiger working on finding.
Is there anybody else besides you that's doing this?
And that's me doing that plus everything else. And I mean, it was my fault because I did not know, I didn't realize there was a second step in posting the check. that you then had to go in and post it to the system. I mean, I just assumed, and erroneously, that once I put the deposit into the inmate's account, that
You're spreading pretty thin on this,
That was all there was to it. And then when I didn't, when I realized that, okay, there's a step I'm missing, it was...
Well, that's what I'm saying. You're spread pretty thin on keeping up with this.
Captain Banks and I both are, yes, sir.
Was this what Mr. Gray was supposed to be doing, too?
I'm sorry, what did you...
Mr. Gray, that was going to be his duty.
That was going to be his job. What he was doing. He was posting the checks and doing the second step in getting the checks posted to the account. But it flows better now because I know what the process is. And so now I realize that, or not realize, but know that when I post those checks, that then I have to go out and not only have they deposited to the bank, I have to make sure that they post to the Tiger system. So, and that takes maybe 5 minutes to do once you realize that you have to do it and what you're doing. I don't mean to make light of it because it's certainly not, and I take full responsibility for it. But, I mean, and I'm being perfectly, I was way overwhelmed. I was way overwhelmed.
I talked to Ms. Jewel yesterday in Baton Rouge, and she said it's going smoother now. She got what she needed. So, Clay and Shannon.
And Clay at Tiger was absolutely my lifesaver. I mean, because he's the one that, he was on the phone with me, and he's the one that did it. And then, I mean, and when you make that many corrections, there's going to be something that didn't go exactly where it went, and then we had to go back and find that. But that didn't take long, and there weren't many of those issues. But like I said, it just took a long time. And again, it was my responsibility, and I take full credit for the error.
But bottom line is there's no money missing.
There is no money missing. No, sir. I mean, every bank statement is balanced, and every bank statement on Tiger is balanced except for about the $20. But yes, sir, there has never been any money missing.
Do we have a time frame of how much longer this is going to take?
She said it's going to be tedious. She got what she needed. We set up another computer in another office that she can monitor what Miss Saturday doing. So she said it's going a lot smoother since she got the software and look at the computer.
And Tiger again was instrumental in that, where they went out and they downloaded all of those files from August or September through I guess August of this year, and she has a dedicated server that she can go in and find all of that information. And like I said, the system, the bank statement's balanced to the penny. But the Tiger system is out, it's less than $20. And I'm almost certain that once that $20 is found in that first month or it's corrected, then the rest of the months should fall in behind that because it's basically the same dollar amount every month. So, I mean, it's just carrying forward because, but I mean, we, you know, like I said, it's $20.
But we won't be allowed to get any work with these inmates.
No, sir. And again, that's on me.
Questions? All right, no questions. We'll move to item number 8, Tiger Food Service.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Brian Hall with Tiger. I was called here to discuss food service, our operation for food,
the head counts, why some months invoices are higher. There's a few different things. So I'm here to try to clarify some of that, but I do want to touch on this software with that Warden Mitt Sadler was talking about in the inmate work program. I don't know the proper name of it. Clay's worked on that, like Miss Sally said, and he and herself for several months with several hours. And he had to go back and pull all of that information out on our end, and along with her help, she's done a lot of work also to get all of that fixed. And in that process, there were some ends that on our end that he broke, in better, less terms, I'm not a computer person, and we had to get a programmer to come in to help line all that back out, our programmer. We did all that for nothing, just to let everybody know. It was an easy mistake. You know, Miss Sally got it dumped in her lap. Clay has been on the phone with the auditor, Miss Freeman, I believe is her name.
Yes, sir. Jura Freeman.
The VPN was requested. Well, we told them they'd have to get a VPN for her to have remote access. There was a computer set up, but it was running on 2017 software, Microsoft, or whatever it was. So it could not be VPN'd. So we have an on-site server at corporate that we let people, when we, if they leave us, have access to, so they can pull out their information for 2 months or 6 months. So we set her up an account in that remote server where she can go in and remote in and see all the information. And she's working with Clay. She said everything looks better, and I can't give you an update on timeline. But I just want everyone to know that, like Ms. Sadler, that should be moving forward. I think she's been taught properly how to do it, and we've helped her. So just to say that. Now, to get on the food service, there's a lot of moving parts that I hope everyone understands, and I might be redundant, but I'm going to go over everything that comes down to justify what we call plate cost. Since we started, we experienced COVID. And I don't know if any of y'all go to the store and buy groceries or not, but everything is extremely out of control on food. Our costs have increased roughly 60 to 70% since we won this facility, or was awarded the bid for this facility. I mean, we absorbed what we could, but we have to pass on the cost. That is done through a CPI that we started June or July, I don't know the exact date, that our prices did go up. We had no choice of that. Now, and like I said, I jump around, is we also pay back the parish $1,000 a month in an admin fee to help buy maintenance or do maintenance procedures or whatever the parish, whatever the DC needs. So we do give back $12,000 to the facility. We did give software, the JMS software, and this inmate program that we're talking about when we arrived was done on paper in an Excel format. We realized the need, so we set down, our developers developed this software so it would be automated for you to easily print reports, pass your auditors, you'd have everything there instead of having to pull paper files or an Excel spreadsheet. All that was done at no cost. Also, one thing that I need to make sure of, in the plate cost, it's not just for food. We have three staff members that we have to pay their hourly rate plus the benefits for those employees that are Tigers. That is included in the plate cost. I do not have the figures of what a plate cost. I'm a sales gentleman. I'm not privileged to the information of how much we have food, how much we have for staffing. But I can request it if y'all ever want that. We also provide a certified dietitian, Miss Jennifer Jackson, that is from Lafayette, that does all the DOC for Louisiana. She does all their facilities, so she's well versed in dietary needs. She approves our menus. She works with the jail medical staff for special diets. She changes our menus if we need to. She's been to the facility, I know, once, maybe twice. It might have been on the phone or Zoom. I don't want to hold myself out. I don't want to give any false information. But she is a big benefit because she can cover the DC through any audits or complaints through the, that is maybe passed on to the state or to the warden. You know, she will go to court and back up these dietary needs. She came and met with inmates that thought they needed 3,800 calories, and she went from, this is what the national guidelines is, this amount for someone that is at rest all day in a correction facility, not out working, to the ones that are out working getting this much because they are out burning calories. Again, that's not my field, but we did all of that. They have been complaints about some food items that we've had on our menu. We have deleted items. We've added new items. Now they say that a casserole, they think it's the same casserole, two meals back to back. It's not, but the inmates claim that it is. So we've moved one casserole to the next day or the day after so they will not be back to back. So they won't think they're getting the same plate, I mean the same food. Yes, unfortunately, we have had staffing issues there. Unfortunately, it happens. We've had to let people go, terminate, whatever the word is, because they cause an issue, and that is strictly up to the DC. They are employees of Tiger. If the warden says, or whomever, that they've done this, and they're not allowed clearance in my facility anymore, they're just disobedient. That's just what it is. They know that from the starting of the time. Also, some months have, I think it's 4 months a year, have 5 weeks. So you might have a quarter that has 1 5-week invoice in that month that is going to look higher than the other 2 months. Well, we need to be cautious to make sure to look. But I think we list this is a 5-week invoice, and the other two are fours. So I just want to bring that to mention to everyone. Also, there's a population tier, scale, whatever y'all wish to call. It is based on population. I'm not answering a call. I'm looking at it on my phone. I don't want you to think I'm answering a call. It starts at 300 inmates to 324, and that is a set price amount. And it goes all the way to 475 through 500. Now, each 25, the plate goes down. The higher the count, the less the plate costs, is what I'm trying to get to tell you. Y'all usually run around 350 to the 374 and 375, 399. That's pretty close to where y'all usually are at in that area. So that can affect costs too. Like 1 week it might be the 375 count, and the next week is 360. Well, the next week's going to be a different price per plate. So that's how it works out. So in our feeding process, our staff, we go each meal before each meal and get a head count for how many offenders are in each, I think y'all call them dorms, pods, whatever you wish to call them. We fix according to that number that we do receive. Now, granted, we understand. I'm an ex-warden myself. I know they come get the meal count. By the time they get back there to serve that meal, you might have had a fight and move someone. I mean, there might be a tray or two off, is what I'm trying to say. Somebody might get released before you feed. It happens. I'm fully aware of that. But we're having, so we get that. We count the tray. The inmates put the trays on in the warmer. Our staff is to count how many trays go out in that warmer, and it matches what is in that zone. Now, for whatever reason, I don't know, we'll get not every meal, but it can be 10 or 15 one time. They'll come back and say, hey, y'all was short M dorm 10 trays. I don't know how we're short 10 trays. I have no explanation because our duties stop when we leave that kitchen. Unless the Lord disputes, but that's my understanding. And so if they come back and get more than we are says in that zone, we're going to have to charge for those trees. They might be 10 extra trees charged for. We used to not do it, but it got to be where we was eating, as my wording, a lot of food because of this. Same way with the water. We serve water with the, I think the chicken factory gets the sack meals. I think that's right. Mm-hmm. So we put a water with each one of those. We keep bulk water on site. Well, our water kept coming, going, I don't know where. Now, I know there are people like, my goodness, it's a bottle of water. Well, when you're in a penny world like we are, dollars add up throughout a year of stuff that's not accounted for. So now, our staff will inventory what's on site before they leave that afternoon. The next morning, they inventory what's on site when they come back to work. And if it's less than what was when we left, that is billed for. I'm sorry, it is what it is. Again, you know, we can't question the officers of where our trays are going. I mean, that's just not, I've told the staff, please go make sure the warden, I know the warden and I have had a discussion, and no one ever tells the warden about it. You know, you won't never know when I call you, because nobody's going to tell you that the trays are missing. Or, we're saying it's short. No idea. Not say anything bad on a warden. I used to be the same. I'm not back there, so I have to depend on my staff or someone telling me that they're short before I can do anything to try to figure out why. So he has to be made aware. Let me see if I'm missing anything. I guess the main thing I wanted to clear up with y'all was where we're billing for. Somebody thinks we're billing for too many trays. We account for everything. Tiger's not in the business of shafting, or I'm trying to come up, taking advantage of their department to make money. That is not what we're about. We'll make what we can, yes, but we're definitely not going to do anything under the table. I ran a jail. I'm definitely not going to go serve time in a jail for doing anything underhanded. That is definitely not going to be the case. And the issue of the tray counts, I think I just said, why the plate cost is where it is. You know, food is just, I honestly think, if everybody will be honest, when they go to the store, you realize food has went out the roof. It did not say, oh, you provide service to a jail or a correctional facility, so we're not going to increase your stuff. Everybody got it. So hopefully I'm answering questions. If not, if they are questions, I'll be glad to provide answers.
When did you come here last? Do you remember?
No.
Was it like 6 months ago?
I'm about there.
Yeah. Because you were going to go up on the prices then.
That's y'all denied
said
it.
You would not.
That was a year ago.
Was that a year ago?
Yes.
It's been about 6 months.
6 months ago.
Right, but that was not when we did that. That's been at least a year ago we asked to go up and y'all denied it, so we just said, okay, we'll make it work.
But I didn't know y'all had gone up until
we just went up.
I didn't know y'all had gone up.
Yes, ma'am. I think you brought something else up.
Sure.
After my requested some information, you know, all about food costs and that broke down by the month, you know, all that. I don't disagree with you on the timing on all that, but on your weeks of the month, you know, and things like that, there is a cutoff date on your billing. There has to be.
A what now?
A cutoff date. When
I'm billing. Oh, yes, sir.
Okay. But it will overlap, I understand that. There may be a holiday to affect that sometimes on the billing. Because you have paperwork involved, you have people off. Miss Allie takes holidays off, I'm sure. Now, but the following month or the preceding month, that should reflect. There should be a reflection on that, shouldn't it?
Now, sir, I don't know. I don't do the billing, so I don't know how they.
I'm not getting into how they do the billing.
Well, you just said it's this much.
I know what I just said. But I'm talking about total amounts here.
Well, let's bill.
Okay. When we go $15,000 from one month to the next month,
yes, sir.
You know, there should be some reduction from the preceding or the following month.
I'm sorry, I don't follow you.
Okay, having done DOC billing, you know, most of my life, I encountered the same thing. You're gonna have this, when I had the question warden, you know, and things like that, you know. You have the option that they didn't have though, because you can go anywhere on your bond and stuff like that, okay?
Yes.
They are restricted to the bid law, okay?
Okay.
But when you have a 20% increase, and I'm looking at totals right here, right now, for this year, you and all that, and you said that we've had 4 or 5 months with 5 weeks.
I think 4 months, not this year, because there's still another one coming, but there's 4 months throughout the year that are 5 weeks.
Right. And I'm looking at amounts right here where the amounts were, and I understand inflation. You know, I do go to the grocery store. I buy my own groceries. I understand that. And it has went up. I'm not going to argue with you on that. And I know you favor the same thing, but I'll go back to that option where you can check around.
Oh, we do trust price,
and I'm sure you do.
Yes.
And I'm going to just throw this in here. Now, this is not, you can take this any way you want to, but I have met the work crews out there on your side lunches, and I'm going to tell them, I would not eat that.
Right. Well, I've checked. I don't even know, this is a district manager for your facility. I don't know what's in the trays. I'm being, you told us you're on, I'm being honest.
Nobody around that table up there would eat what was in them sacks, I'm telling you.
What was it? Do you know?
I don't know what they are.
Well,
deli sandwich. There's 2 deli sandwiches, 2 packs of mustards, there's 4 ounces of tortilla chips, there's 3 cookies, there's water. That's every day. That's what's contracted food.
What was inside, you know, all, well, I think was put in to be a sandwich, but it had no resemblance to a sandwich.
We don't build the sandwiches. We do it all separate. We build our own sandwiches.
Sir?
We don't build the sandwiches. We put it all in separate.
So they say there's four pieces of bread put in there, and then 3 ounces of meat, and then they make it themselves.
I'm telling you what was in the bag.
Yes, sir.
It was not sandwich fixings for me.
Okay.
And I don't think anybody around that table would. Yeah. Well, but I'm not. That's not the issue here. We're talking about the big, bigger stuff. When you bring that forward on the amounts here, you know what coming? We're talking about January of 36,000. And September of 52,000, you know, and it's been in the 50s there for 2 or 3 months.
All right, you got, I'm sorry, let me stop right there.
Trending.
January was we increased our plate costs since January.
Okay.
So that's going to explain some of the reason it's higher.
February was 46,000.
From which much?
From 36,000.
36 from when?
46 from 36, from January to February.
Okay, I thought you said January 52. I'm sorry. I misunderstood you.
Now, 52, we didn't get to the 50s up here until
August.
We got August, and October is trending to be in the 50s.
That's about when price went up. So, January, I don't know if that's a 5 week month. Stand by. Stops and Johnny might have to help me. I don't know. I know you're telling me I don't have nothing to do with billing, but it does, because I don't know when they cut it off. I don't know if they go from the 1st to the 31st, which ended in the middle of a month, or if they go from first week to the last full week. I don't have that to tell you. I don't know.
I know invoice and billing is sent out every week.
Do a weekly billing, and then at the end of the month, you get a total for the month for it to be paid. Now, I'll have to gather more information if we want to know exactly what days we cut them off and the explanation of how we figure a month to be 5 weeks, because I simply don't have that. I simply do not know. That's being honest.
So a $15,000 increase from 1 month to the next, almost same number of their inmates, when you're feeding the same number.
Yeah, you know it was the same exact number for that month?
Would that raise a flag? I mean, if you were looking...
It would if the numbers are the same. Yes.
And that's what I'm saying here.
Now, if you're just thinking, oh, it was 380 every day, that might not be the case. And it might have been 30 extra trays charged on a day because they requested 30 extra trays. I'd have to look at today's count to find out.
Well, if memory serves me correct, you know, I mean, the population was actually down by 20 or 30 inmates in a couple of months when it spiked.
Okay, well,
I have those figures that they provided me, you know.
Sir, I can just tell you, if I have those numbers, I can go back and compare us, and I can be glad to come back and tell you and try to explain to you why the increase went. But to me today right here, to be honest, I can't tell you because...
Well, my answer is I'm a taxpayer.
And
we have people out here who complain about potholes in the road, okay?
Yep.
There is no tax passed here to finance the operation of the Union Parish Detention Center, unlike Lincoln, you know. The police jury, I mean, the money comes out of that.
That's correct.
Now, fortunately, thanks to COVID, I guess, you know, the free money, you know, come in, there's been no money had to be transferred, right, during the time.
That's true.
Those years previous, though, we were transferring up to $1 million sometime, you know. And so these $15,000 and things, and that trending is coming, COVID is gone, you know, that money is gone.
Yeah, but the inflation didn't go down.
I understand that, and that makes, thanks for making my point.
Correct.
So this police jury is facing the inflation too, you know.
That's exactly
right. And
those
$15,000 and things like that, it's unexplained, you know.
Again, if y'all will provide me what months, or tell me the months, I can research it and get you
an explanation. I'm just telling you, at this point, it's unexplained, okay? That's the only thing, that's as far as I can take it, you know. If you can explain it, I'm fine with it.
I can tell you I can come back and explain it. I can tell you I don't today because I did not know that I need to have an explanation because I do not ever see the charges. I think you're reading me wrong. I'm being cooperative with you.
I can't tell you
anything that I don't know, but I'd be glad to go get an answer and come back.
I'm not trying to read you at all. I'm not trying to accuse you of anything. It's just the numbers, you know, that in a situation here in a rural parish, you know, where dollars matter.
Oh, I agree. 1,000%, I agree. Same with us. Pennies matter with us. I mean, we can't feed them ribeye steak sandwich and getting paid for potted meat. I just got to keep that in mind, too.
It does seem like our average, though, is going to be around $53,000 a month. That's what it has been August, September.
Around 53?
Yeah.
Since August?
Yes. So that would be, right now we budget $460,000. It would go up to $600,000+ for just the food. And the salaries are $1 million.
That $15,000 difference from January to February, correct?
No, sir. That was only $10,000 going this one. I'm going by the $15,000 that was on the previous report that I got. It's not this one. This is not reflecting the same thing.
But the one in question is to increase from the one you said you had.
From 36,000 to 52,000.
And from January to February.
No, that was from April to May on that report. I'll have to go back and pull that report, but I mean, it was April to May is what it was.
I apologize. I thought you said January to February went up 15,000. So it's April to May it went up 15,000.
These are how they were actually paid, and then the invoices broken out by the month. So when the initial report Mr. Creed got was what Ms. Sally had supplied, and I don't think it didn't match our records. So then we went back and pulled everything, and whatever was written for that month, we tied the invoice back to the check. So this is pretty accurate.
Okay, now this current one right here, well, it even reflects on from April to May right here, from $27,000 to $48,000.
Look at the
come out $21,000 increase.
Yeah, you're right. So yeah, so sometimes if you look at the ending column over there, that's going to be your total invoices for the month. So we did have a substantial increase in May, but I know that's when y'all went up in May, and then it went down in June and July, but then it went bumped back up in August, and then October. The billing thing, I told you we didn't get the PO till late.
And October is trending right along with
correct.
Bill.
What's that budget,
The total budget for the year was,
$460,000.
Yeah, so we're gonna be over budget. That was with the original numbers though from the previous year. That didn't take into account any increase.
So we're on track right now, probably $600,000-$650,000 for the year.
Correct. We're gonna be way over budget.
Yeah. And after $375,000 for the young lady in it?
Yes. Correct.
And we're talking about, you know, at Wade over there, I mean, Wade Correctional Center over there, $1.9 million for 1,200.
So they're 1,200, and we just say we're running, y'all running 400, so they're, so my head just went blank, three times larger than us, and we're going to run at 660, and they're at three times higher budget than us.
Well, I mean, the numbers are the numbers, those. $650,000 and 1.9.
That's right. Well, 650,000 times 3 is 1.8.
That's
roughly
right.
1.9.
But you can't say that's not a little bit higher, though.
But that's trending the same.
Makes,
it's trending the same.
Right. And I'm not going to argue that with you. I mean, we know how it works out.
I'm not arguing that either. What do you mean we know how it works out? I'm not arguing that with you. I'm making the point. You used the other facility to demonstrate that our prices was extremely too high. When all actuality, you said they have 1,200 at 1.9 million. We're running 400 at 650 or 660,000. So you three times the both of them, and it comes up to 1.9.
When I look at what it costs an inmate per meal per day, you know what it's costing this body, you know, versus what it's costing them per inmate per day, you know, it's elevated.
Are you on that food cost that you're comparing? Does it include staffing salaries up there, or just food at the other facility?
Well, we have to pay people too.
Well, that's not. You don't pay nothing for food service here. We pay all the staff. I'm asking you if they pay it. So what I'm getting you at, sir, I'm being honest. If you are looking at how much a food cost for a plate for just food is, yes, it's going to be cheaper than ours, because we are paying salary and benefits for our employees on top of the food cost.
And they do too.
That's what I'm asking you is, okay, well now, they do too. If you go up there and say, hey, what's your food cost? And they say 50 cents.
But they don't have the option to shop around like you do.
What I'm getting at is, if you go up there and ask a sheriff how much his plate cost is, how much his food is, he's going to say, oh, man, we're running 60, 75 cents. But they're not factoring in their salaries.
That's right.
They're doing straight food. That's all they're going to tell you. They don't say, oh, well, we got $2 million worth of salary on top of that, or $500,000, whatever. I'm just throwing numbers. I'm telling you, this amount covers salaries and the food. I just want everyone to understand. And when you do a comparison, I have no problem with you calling me out. Comparison, whatever you wish to do, but I just want it to be a true comparison. Not come and say their food cost is this much and y'all's is this much when you're not factoring in the salaries that those other places straight food. That's all I'm asking. I just want it to be a level playing field.
Do we have to use your employees, or can we use our inmates?
Well, the inmates work in there, but they're supervising our employees, help them cook.
We manage the kitchen.
We're responsible for it. And I am going to get an answer from April to May why that $21,000 difference. I'll be glad to look for that.
Thank you.
Thank y'all.
Item number 9 on the agenda, financial update.
I just wanted to give y'all a brief update since it's been kind of hit or miss with our meetings. So for state funds, for what we have collected, we've collected $1.9 million for the year 2023. I think the board had tossed out a figure earlier, 1.6. You may have been including that new invoice, or I think you said for like 6 months you had 1.6, but for the total year we've collected 1.9. The state pays us $26.39 a day per DOC inmate, and for work release we receive $19.39. We don't receive any money for parish inmates, so that's usually why I harp on the parish count being so high.
In 2022, we collected $1.8 million for the whole year in DOC. So our DOC count has been up tremendously this year, which is very good. The TWP program for the year generated approximately $739,000. Last year, we generated a little over $1 million. We are struggling this year, but that has been explained, you know, with our TWP audit that we're going through. So on our investment side, usually you don't hear about the detention center having any investments. We do have a small amount that was invested with LAMP, $42,600, and we moved that money to LMB. I'm showing we have a total of 48 employees, and I kind of broke it down by classification. I got Lisa to help me. So we've got one warden, one business manager, one booking officer, four admin, and those are Captain Banks,
Lieutenant Block, Lieutenant Deal.
So those are in supervisor positions.
Yes, ma'am.
And then you've got one nurse, one maintenance, one person in trash, one person in commissary, two on litter patrol, six transportation officers, which I'm understanding can be classified as security, and then you've got one in the mail room. So you're looking at about 34 total in security to manage the 300 plus inmates we have in DOC. I was going to report on food costs, but I'm not going to report since we just had such a long discussion about that. We are over budget in materials and supplies, building and grounds. We've had a lot of charges with our air conditioner. We're all constantly having to do HVAC work over there. As many of y'all know, the building is older. We just have several issues with that. We're also over budget in what is classified in clothing, supplies, and maintaining off-compound prisoners. Spoke with Warden Adams earlier. Now, we house women, sometimes parish inmates, and sometimes inmates, DOC inmates, we house them in other facilities for security issues. At one time, we were housing all the women off-compound, and that's what we're still doing, right?
Right.
And then at one time, we were also housing all parish off-compound. But as I reported earlier, you know, 106, 110, that's a lot. So we've kind of gotten away from that. So if you look at your overall picture on the revenue and expense report, for the year, we've got revenues $2.8 million, and our expenditures are roughly $2.7 million. So we do have a surplus for the year of $93,196.44. As Mr. Cruz pointed out, 3 years ago, we were operating in the red. We would have never been able to transfer what we've done to the road department over the last couple of years. So I make a statement, and I say overall the detention center is financially stable today. As Mr. Krieg points out, that is so iffy. So in our detention center fund, we have approximately $650,000. Last year at this time, I had $800,000 in that fund. So our TWP numbers are kind of throwing me out of whack, but as long as those DOC numbers stay up, you know, it's pretty good. Mr. Creed and I had talked earlier about the numbers, the employees, and he suggested that, you know, maybe once a week, once a month, we constantly advertise for people. I know we do word of mouth all the time, but just to keep a running ad in the paper.
And we do the Indeed.
You can't make people come to work, but if you're putting forth the effort and they're advertising for jobs, nobody can accuse you of not trying. I mean, you got. I'm sure Danielle will be glad to run Ed. Ed Wood, the other one.
And as far as the TWP director, we had advertised for that one time. We didn't get any applications, and so that was when Miss Sally and Captain Banks, you know, stepped up. Then we did think, you know, we had Mr. Gray was going to work out. So I will advertise. We advertised for that position, and we will find somebody qualified to go in there and give y'all some relief, and so you take some of that burden off y'all.
We'll be fine once we get this audit out of the way, because we got the inmates to screen the footwork release. So as soon as we get off it, we'll be good to get the numbers back submitted.
Okay, and in y'all's your packet, I did include an employee roster with what they were making per hour. So if anybody had any questions on that, you can just refer to your packet, which y'all did pretty much have a lengthy book in here this time. But I was trying to make sure you had more information than too much information. That's all I've got. Did y'all have any other questions?
Who is the nurse at the...
Miss Brenda Lloyd. She's an LPN.
Any other questions?
May I ask who, what position do Miss Lisa Sally hold?
She's the business manager.
Oh, okay.
And helps out in TWP.
Any other questions? We'll move to item number 10, going to executive session to discuss personnel and security. I have a motion.
Second.
Have a motion, second.
Here.
Curtis.
Here.
And I'm here. Any public comment on agenda item only?
Agenda with any additions, deletions, or changes.
I'll make that motion.
Okay, we get a motion and second. All in favor say aye. Adopt meeting minutes of meeting from September 26, 2023 meeting, and they're in the packet.
Make that motion.
Okay, got a motion and second. All in favor say aye. Discuss and make recommendations if necessary regarding new hire leave to John Chapel Hill LLC and authorize the president to execute any necessary documents.
I had a request from Mr. Dollar. He is interested in doing a lease on one of the new lots we've got available. I told him this would be the first step to get his lease agreement, to get him approved to actually get a lease agreement. Then he will have to contact our airport engineer to go over the specifications for the hangar size that he needs to build. So this is just the first step. And he understands that he does have to have a plane. So he understands the requirements.
Okay, and is he like next on the list or only one on the list or what?
He is the next one in line.
Okay, all right.
And that's not going to be in the way of our future road or anything like that. This is a spot that we're good for him to build.
Yes, that's okay. A dedicated spot.
Well, I make that motion that we allow Chapel Hill LLC to have that spot for lease and authorize the president to execute any necessary documents.
Okay.
I said.
Okay, got a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, item number six, discuss and make recommendations as necessary concerning resolution for submission of the capital improvement plan to LAPOTD Aviation for the year 2024-2028 and authorize the president to execute any necessary documents.
This is just our standard resolution. We do this every year. So the capital improvement plan, you've got a list in your packet. So it goes over the 8-unit T-hanger, so that'll be the construction phase. That is in 2024. And then you go on to your apron construction, relocating that fuel farm. Then we're doing in 2027 the runway extension, and in 2028 another runway extension. So 2028 is going to build off 2027. So a motion is needed to adopt the capital improvement plan and resolution as presented.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, number seven, public comments. Any public comments on the airport committee? Okay, item number eight, I have a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.
I'm Mr. Bridges should be here in just a little bit. We'll get started at 4:15. Bridges, you missed the airport.
Well, I was flying, but...
I see what you did there.
I didn't miss much.
Yeah, you did about 17 seconds.
I'm
going to
back row, Joseph.
We're
going to
hold it back.
Okay.
You all right?
I'm good. How are you doing this evening?
Thank you.
Burma Road?
They did open this morning, but I'm coming out of town. So I have no clue what happened. I should have been open today.
I'm going to get my.